But right now, Ty Walker has orchestrated this very special in-studio guest. Ty, would you like to introduce our next guest?
Absolutely. Well, for some reason, I've been slotted as the Pope of Porn up here. I'm not sure why. Huh. I'm not sure how.
I don't know why.
I got slotted this because Dan is as big a fan of porn as I am, but I'm the Pope of Porn, so... Our interview today in studio, I know the Soroy boys had her on a couple of months ago on their Cirque du Soroy show on Saturday or Sunday, whenever. Well, we got her in studio. It is DFW's own adult film star, Rachel Starr. Rachel.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
How are you?
Great.
Somebody tells me you're Burleson's own, huh?
I am,
yeah. How about that?
Did you know Kelly Clarkson?
I did.
Did you hate her?
No.
Oh, okay. Did you go to high school with her or something?
Yeah. I was a freshman. I think she was a junior.
Do you know John Hampton?
No.
Okay. Check.
That would be funny. Now, Rachel, you just had a birthday in the last couple of weeks, right?
Yeah.
Turned 20... What the hell? 28.
Yep.
28. Cause,
was she on Porn Star Birthday?
Yeah, she was. It was all actually right. On a Saturday, I think, your birthday
That's
was. And
right.
I read it on Friday. Such classic films as Smothered and Covered 4... Big Slippery White Butts 3 and Destination Tonsils 2.
Good. There you go. Lord.
Now, okay, the first question is, do you ever see these titles or you hear that this is what the movie you're in is going to be titled? Do you go to them and go, why are we calling it that? Couldn't we go with something a little more classy or just normal?
I mean, is porn really classy?
Well, that's a good point. As a good counterpoint. Good counterpoint. All right. Well, so...
Can you tell how nervous Ty is
I'm
around
nervous.
You?
I can.
He has a script in front of himself.
Well, I mean, look, I did research. Look at the research on the front. It's got a picture of her completely nud. It's... I mean, this is not normal research here.
When he met you out there a couple of breaks ago...
He was very nervous.
He was very nervous, mm-hmm. wasn't he?
I could tell it a little bit, but he was really good at hiding it.
Oh, was he?
He was, but I could tell.
I am.
Just a little bit.
Very good at hiding it with the ladies. Take that
It's
word.
There somewhere, ladies. Seriously, you can find it.
All right. In doing my extensive research on you, Rachel.
I'm just nervous.
I see. Shut up, Dan. I see that you got your start in the adult industry in 07. You had previously worked at a life insurance company. Is that correct?
Whoa. Oh, my God. How in the world did you find that out?
See, he's creepy,
it's
too.
It's the stalker.
It's the creepy?
It's the internet. They
Ty
know
stalker.
All.
Oh, my God. I'd be interested
chicken.
To know how you found that out.
According to the site Persian Kitty, they had that information.
Really?
You are
how do you
creep.
Make the switch from life insurance to the porn world?
Well, actually, I did a number of things in between that.
So it wasn't a great
it was
from
a big,
life insurance to porn.
No, it didn't happen that way exactly.
So how did it happen? How did you get your first porn gig?
Well, I was a stripper for 5.5 years, and
Gateway.
Exactly. I was dancing in Dallas, and it was just crap in Dallas. Like the strip clubs here, Laura Miller just really screwed us. You know, it was just horrible. And
would you like some more info that I know on you? That in 2007, you were stripping at the Deja Vu Hustler Club in Shreveport.
That's right. That's where I got found.
That's where adult film star Jack Venice saw you dance and convinced you to travel to California to try your hand in film.
That is right.
So.
What do you get paid? What do you get paid per movie?
Oh, I never
like that
discussed
first
that.
One.
Really?
We'll say that first one. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I never discussed that.
So
okay,
the transition.
Well, now you're being interviewed.
Can you
now
ballpark
you're on the radio
it,
being interviewed.
It for
yes.
Us.
No,
the
I.
The first one.
$5, $100, $5,000,
$10,000. Let's say the first film you were in.
The first one.
Very first film. What can you tell us? What they paid you there?
No.
The very first film.
$1,500.
No.
Oh.
Okay. First, tell us how you found your way into that first film. So you're stripping.
Well, right. I'm stripping, and Jack Venice saw me on main stage. I had no idea who he was, some little punk kid. And he, like, kept following me around the strip club, you know, telling he wanted to talk to me, you know. And he screamed out when I was on main stage, like, that girl's is going to make money in porn, you know. And I'm like, awkward,
that.
You know. Anyways, this guy keeps following me around, and I'm like, look, like, I don't talk to anybody, like, under 35, okay? You have no money, and you're wasting my time. So unless
hey,
you want to, like, throw
hey,
some
dude.
Money out, unless you want to throw some money out right now, like, to talk to me, like, not even lap dances, just to talk, like, I'm not going to talk to you. So he's like, you know what? I like your style. I respect that. So he pulls out, like, $60. I'm like, that's 3 songs, dude. And he's like, all right. He was like, I guess I'm going to talk really fast. And he like gave me this whole spiel. I didn't believe him at all. But my girlfriend thought he was totally hot. And she was like, you have to take one for the team. And I'm like, I'm not taking anything for the team. Like, this guy is a douche, you know? And she's like, oh, my God, we just have to go to breakfast with him, whatever. Anyway, she totally talks me into it. And we get to, what were we at? IHOP, I think. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. Okay, the strip clubs don't close till 6 o'clock in the morning. And we're at IHOP, and he busts out, like, all of this evidence that he really is who he says he is. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, oh, wow. Like, he wasn't joking around. Like, this guy is the real deal.
How do you bust out what evidence?
I mean, like, he had, like, DVD titles, oh, okay. He had, like, pulled out internet, like, all kinds of
big
stuff.
Big portfolio?
Yeah, I was just like, whoa. He worked for...
Is he a producer, or he's like, an actor?
Both. Well, he was a director and an actor, kind of, sort of. Right. He was more actor than he was director, but he did direct a little bit for Shane's World.
Well, I saw that with Mike Myers and Dana Carvey.
No, that's Wayne's World.
So, okay, again, this is Rachel Starr, adult film star, with us here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
How about the first one? The first one you were in? First porn. Or is there a trial, like, I know my...
Screen test.
Like from Boogie
Casting
Nights.
Couch.
In Boogie Nights, you had to have sex right next to the porn producer on his couch.
Yeah, no.
To show him that you're not against it.
That wasn't exactly how it went down.
Have you seen Boogie Nights?
Pieces of it. I haven't watched the whole thing through and through. But, I mean, that's not really how it worked out. The first scene that I ever did was for Naughty America. And it was, I think it was my sister's hot friend or something like that.
Yeah. Not Naughty Office?
No, it wasn't that. I think it was my sister's hot friend.
Was it my sister's hot friend 9 or my sister's hot friend 10?
There's no telling.
I see you in both of those.
I was in both of those. I don't know
as
which
well
one.
As well as my dad's hot girlfriend 4.
Yeah, I was in that one for sure.
Now, okay, so when you...
Okay, so, yeah, what was that scene like?
Yeah, you
like
do the first...
Though?
I mean,
are
how
you nervous?
You had to be nervous.
You know, I was nervous when I was in makeup and hair. And because, I didn't know what to expect. And, like, all I can hear are these people, like, screwing in the room next to me. And I'm just kind of like... It was just so, like...
Had you ever videoed before, like, you and a boyfriend or something?
No.
Oh, okay, so first time on camera.
The people doing it in the room next to you, were they being...
Was it a
videoed?
Scene?
Was it, or
right.
Was that in somebody's dressing room?
It was
a scene.
No, it was a scene, and it was really loud, and it was really obnoxious, and I'm just sitting here thinking, like, is this really happening? Like, I'm really doing this right now.
Does anyone ever jump in and cut and say, look, Rachel, let's get a little more into it.
Yeah, how awkward does that when the director comes in and says, you're not selling it.
I could use a director in my house.
I've never personally had that to me, because when I bring it, I mean, I bring it,
yeah.
But... I mean, I've definitely seen it done.
One take, yeah. Rachel?
Good to hear.
A lot of the times, but I mean, a lot of times they have to cut and, you know, lighting and shadows and, you know, there's some sound going on in the background and a plane's flying over the house and, you know, there's all kinds of stuff.
It's not as easy as everybody thinks.
No, I mean, most people have the idea that it takes like a couple hours. And I mean, realistically, when I first started, you know, we could bang out one in like 4 or 5 hours.
So to speak.
Yeah.
5 hours? Okay, what would you say ballpark you made an hour?
You really want to know this
Dan
answer?
Yeah. Why is the adult film industry? I mean, we get to know what Brad Pitt makes for each movie. Why do we have to hide what Rachel Starr makes?
Because I just don't want to tell anybody.
Do you make a very comfortable living?
Extremely comfortable.
Six figures.
There you go.
Six figures.
Seven
about,
figures.
About
seven.
How many titles a year are you in?
Ty.
I don't know.
It would honestly
depend on the year. Like, my first year, I did over 100 movies in 8 months.
Are you choosy about which scripts you take? Or
not the first year, I wasn't. The first year, you can't be choosy. Like, you have to just, like, take what's pretty much given to you, and then after you get some under your belt, you can be picky and be like, okay, I don't want to do this.
Any
whatever.
Restrictions?
What?
No black guys?
Wow, you're just throwing them at me today, aren't you?
It's an interview. Any restrictions? Do you say no? I won't.
Yeah,
go,
I mean,
no back door. We just
there's definitely restrictions. I mean, everything is like really, really business. So
do you
I,
have any?
Yeah, I mean, I have.
What
some,
are your like, restrictions?
What would you not do on camera?
It really depends on the price. You know, like, I'm all about the price.
Okay, then there isn't. Then you don't have restrictions.
So when you're choosy, is it only based on price, or is it sometimes based on who you're working with?
Well, there's a couple of things. It's not just price. Like, okay, say...
This isn't realistic.
No, listen. Say I let everything out of the gates my first year. Well, I don't have anything to shoot for the next year. Mm-hmm. So say even if I want to do it, I need to wait. You
need
to
have Rachel Starr's first blank scene, right?
My first what?
You need to be able to promote.
Whatever you haven't done.
Oh, right.
Next year, say, hey, this is her first DP.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, I haven't done that one yet.
Oh, you haven't done that?
I haven't. No.
But you say you're not against it, right?
I'm sorry?
Is that going to happen in 2012?
You're not against it.
No, it won't happen in 2012. I can tell you that much.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
Tell her she can't say that.
Groups had to drop that word. We
just
can't
say,
use that.
Your first back door.
Okay,
the bad place.
My first back door scene. Okay. The first back door scene didn't happen until last year. It was released in September. That's the first and only one I've ever done.
Oh, only one, huh?
Yeah. It's I can't say the title either.
Do you need to see who you're gonna? If you're doing that kind of scene, do you need to see who you're going to work with
to
make sure it's kind of tiny?
Oh, well, I don't know about tiny.
It can't be Akeem Olajuwon, right?
No, I mean, like, come on. Like, if people have waited, like, 4 or 5 years to see me do that, like, the last thing, you know?
I don't think you need to
jump Ty
that.
Wishes he was that disgraceful.
Boy, do I.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
We carry it over?
This is a radio term. We're up against it. So what we're going to do is take a break here.
Okay.
And then we've got many more questions for you, if you can stay for one more segment.
Let's do it.
All right. Porn star Rachel Starr with us. Continued next on The Ticket.
It is 4:59 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hello. It is White Elephant Day. I'm Rich Phillips. We're having a line change here, even while we're carrying over the guest. Rachel Starr, Ty Walker's porn star. Love? I don't know. Porn star brought into studio for us. She is staying with us. We're doing a line change. Craig is now going to be the yuck monkey for the next hour. And coming up at 5:15, by the way, or 5:30, we're going to get to E! News. And Craig and I both have a eulogy that we must deliver.
Boy, very, very sad.
Terrible start to the day, wasn't it? Dan McDowell should be joining us here in studio in just a moment. And I gave him some instructions on behalf of Rachel, so hopefully he will adhere to those. But we do have Rachel Starr, Burleson's own Rachel Starr, who is joining us here. All right, we were talking during the last segment. You mentioned about how you used to be dancing here in Dallas, and that's kind of how you got into this whole thing.
Right.
And I was intrigued when you said Laura Miller screwed all that up for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I think she was trying to do a good thing by trying to get a lot of the girls off Harry Hines. But unfortunately, a lot of the things that she did, it made it really hard on the dancers inside the strip club. Because, I mean, she made it so hard to accept a tip off of somebody off stage. I mean, it was like, if you didn't do it this certain exact way, if they, like, you know, put a dollar in your G-string and they, you know, pulled out your thong and put it there for you, or if they put it in between your boobs, it was solicitation of prostitution. Like, girls were getting popped left and right for felonies all day long, and it was like, come on, you know?
But only the girls were, not the guys?
Yeah, the guys wouldn't get in trouble, only the girls.
And that kind of spoils all the fun when you can't do that, right, Craig?
I don't know what you're talking about. So when you leave the world of stripping, you get into the world of porn. Mm-hmm. How do your parents react to that? Or I don't know if you have siblings. How did they react to that? Your grandparents, if they're still with us?
Big ticket fans, right?
Yeah, they are. Honestly,
are they listening?
Yeah, I'm sure.
How'd you break the news to them?
I was just honest with them. Like, you know, I've always been somebody that's, like, super independent. And, I mean, there's not a whole lot anybody's going to tell me that I can't do this and I can't do that. I pretty much just do what I want to do. But I'm just really lucky because I have, you know, a family support system that loves me unconditionally, and they've never judged me. I'm not going to say it's, like, their ideal profession that they want me to, like, be doing. I'm sure that they would love if I had, like, you know, something else, or I was working in a office
life
or
insurance,
something.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, this is what I do, and I like it, and it's taken me around the world, and I've learned amazing things. And, you know, honestly, it's like a stepping stone. I mean, is this something that I'm going to do for 20 years? Absolutely not. I mean, come on. But, I mean, I'm young. I'm having fun. I make really good money.
How much exactly?
She can't talk about that.
Right. I make six figures, and that's all I'm going
to
say.
Okay, well,
what's,
good.
What's it a stepping stone to?
What's what?
You said it was a stepping stone.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously, you're not going to do this for... I mean, girls don't have a shelf life like men do in the business. I mean, you have, like, your Manuel Ferreira, you know, all those guys. They can be in the business for 10, 20, 25 years. A girl can't. I mean, it's very rare. Maybe you have, like, a Lisa Ann or something. She's been in the business for a really long time, but that's so rare. Mm. You know, girls, there's so many new, like, 18-year-old hot bodies, like, just dying to get in the business that you eventually keep getting pushed out, because guys like variety. They want to see the newest, best thing, right? So starlets get pushed out really, really quick. Porn stars get pushed out, and I'm going to say, you know, 5 to 7 years.
What are the medical requirements or restrictions, like practicing safe sex? Does everybody have to be tested all the time, or how does that
work? They're extremely strict on it, and actually they're getting more and more strict. Like the company that I'm exclusive with, Bang Bros, like I have to get tested every 7 days and condom only. You know, that's not an industry standard, but an industry standard used to be 30 days and without a condom. Every single person had to get tested every 30 days. And when you show up on set, you have like literally like this form, like this piece of paper, and it has like a seal on it. And it's like, okay, you see mine, I see yours. Like, here it is. We can both sign off. The director has to sign off on it, the whole nine. And now rumor has it, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it just went to 14 days for an industry standard.
So you sign an exclusivity deal.
Yes.
You're under contract to one company. Do you ever find yourself in free agency?
Well, this is the first exclusive contract I've had. I've been independent for most of my career, but I'm in contract now until next August. So
It's a one-year deal?
Yeah, it's 1 year.
It's always year to year?
Yeah, I have an option. They wanted to do it longer, but I just wanted 1 year, 1 year at a time. Because, you know, I mean, what if I get in there and I hate it?
Test free agent market, man.
Right. You know, I get in there
if you don't like the way they operate, then.
Right.
That's what you're going with.
Right.
And that's interesting.
And it's for a minimum number of movies?
Yeah. Well.
Like 100 or 50 or?
Well, like this one was 20.
Okay.
But I have the option to do more if I want. I don't have the option to do less, but I have the option to do more if I want. But what I did was I was like, okay, well, I want to knock all of these out as quick as possible. And then I have, you know, a good 6 months of my life, or a little bit more actually, that I can do whatever I want. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just done. I just made all my money for the whole year. Like, I'm done. I can do whatever I want. I can travel the world. Mm-hmm. I can go to college. I can study. I can go to seminar. I can just party my butt off if I wanted to. I can do whatever I want.
Do you get like every 2 weeks all year, you get checks?
No. Like, I get it all in one lump sum. Like, the minute that I do one, bam, I'm paid for it. But I also do, like, webcam. So, like, essentially, like, I'm not doing any more.
Okay, so your contract isn't a salary. I'm sorry. It's per film. And then if you do 40, you'll get paid double what your contract is.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Do you have a boyfriend, or are you married?
No, I'm single. Not married.
But you date, right? You date.
You know what? I'm really, like, I don't know. I'm not really accepting applications right now.
Because, I would think it would be a hurdle for a potential boyfriend when they find out what you do for a living. A lot of guys might have a problem with that, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they do. But, you know, it takes a really, really special, very confident, secure man to be able to be with someone like me. And, I mean, there's so many, like, just things that they, you know, they get in it and they're like, oh, yeah, I think I can handle that. And then it gets further.
We can't use the S word.
My bad. But yeah, you know, so it's like this constant, like, kind of roller coaster, kind of up and down, and things are smooth one second and then they're rough the next or whatever. So it's hard, you know, and I have to be, you know, really understanding in that aspect. But, you know, you also have to have somebody that, you know, can stand up and be like, okay, well, I know what you're doing, and it is what it is. It's black and white. It's not like there's a lot of gray area there.
What's your real name?
I'm not going to say that.
Okay, but you're from here.
Burleson's own, yes.
I would just guess, you said where you went to high school. I don't understand why. In your community, you don't understand.
There's a lot of guys from Burleson High School who are now
trying to figure out who you are.
No, I don't hide what I do. I mean, if someone wants to look it up online and they want to really research it, go ahead, go for
Ty.
It. But
it's
more of a privacy and a safety issue as well. Like, my address has gotten out before, and I've gotten, like, not so okay mail and, like, shrines and stuff, and, like, it was just, like, really awkward things.
Shrines.
Because she's probably got a lot of guys like Ty who are a bit obsessive.
Yeah.
And so she's got to protect her identity.
I would say that most people that watch porn are pretty normal, to say the least. I mean, like, come on. It's pretty normal.
Oh, yeah.
But
it can't have a $5 billion industry just from the just from the weirdos, right?
Right. But
what are you looking at me for?
There are the weirdos. And let me tell you.
You're a weirdo and I'm the normal.
Yeah, there are some weirdos, though. And when you come in contact with those, it can be scary. It's kind of like, oh, wow.
Now, there's a lot of unique piercings in your business.
Yes.
But Rachel has a very unique one. Alexis actually pointed it out to us first.
Well, yeah.
The top sides of her forearms are pierced.
But not
all the way through.
Yeah.
How does it, Is the earring back inside of you? Or?
Well, it's called a dermal anchor. So it has, I mean, think of it like a boat has an anchor, right? Uh-huh. And it's kind of curved up. Well, think of this, it like comes down like a T. Sure. And it has two holes in the end, right? So they just pick up the skin, they hollow out, you know, a piece of meat in your skin, and they pop one side of that anchor in, and they twist it around and pop the other side in, and your skin grows around it and through it and holds it down, and there you go. It's permanent.
When did you... You're clearly a sexual person.
Yes.
Right?
To say the least.
So was it very early that you first became a sexual person?
Yes.
How old were you?
In fact, I can tell you, my research says...
I'm kind of interviewing her.
She first had sex with a girl at 13?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, with a girl? With a girl?
Yes,
with a girl. Experimenting with a friend?
Yes.
Then when did we first bring boy into this?
Like a year later.
The age of 14. That's 14, is that exceptionally early?
It was really early. Yeah, it was early.
Okay. Did you come from broken home?
Like my parents divorced?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they divorced when I was 9.
All right. Did you have a father figure around or no?
Oh, me and my dad are like two peas in a pod.
Okay, because they might allege that is something missing in the porn star's life.
My dad
usually.
Is definitely not missing from my life.
Okay, that's interesting.
I'm really close with all my family. I'm close with my stepmom, I'm close with my dad, I'm close with my real mom, I'm close with my brother. Like, I'm not, like, I didn't come from some horrible family with some nightmare, like, background. Yeah. You know, there was no drugs.
Were you abused as a child, sexually abused?
No, my parents aren't alcohol. Like, there's none of that. Like, I mean, I'm not going to say we were a white picket fence. I mean, every, family has problems. But, I mean... I went to a good school. I was in a good neighborhood. I have a good family on both sides. You know, like, that's such the stereotype of porn. And I'm not going to say that majority of girls don't come from that, because they do. Mm-hmm. But it's not all of them. You know, and I just happen to be that small percentage that's not all of them.
Now, I don't know what the Oscar is in your industry, but have you won any awards? Like that for supporting actress?
I've been nominated numerous times, but I haven't won.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to bring up a sore subject.
You've been to the awards show.
It's cool. I mean,
they aired on IFC.
Yeah,
right?
I've been to IFC?
Yeah, Independent Film Channel. They'll air.
They run the awards ceremony?
Yeah, they'll air that.
Oh, I don't know.
Do they rotate the site?
You're talking about AVN?
No. The Independent Film Channel.
It's a cable network that he's saying airs
the like HBO.
Award ceremony.
They'll air the
Oh, they air the AVN.
Yes.
That's always in Vegas, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
What's AVN stand for? Adult Video
Nominees.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever have one role that you thought, man, I nailed it, and then you didn't get any credit for it? You didn't even get nominated?
No, you know, that's never been, like, a really big, like, thing to me to, like, get an award for it. Because, I mean, like, really, where am I going to take that award? It's like, oh, hey, mom and dad, or, like, hey, you know, future children, look what I got. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of like, to me...
It's just something to have on your resume so people like Meryl Streep can't turn up their nose at you, I would say.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Have you thought about that as far as future children? What might you talk to them about?
I'm just gonna be honest with them. If I have them, I mean, I don't know if I will or not, but I mean, it's never been like a huge priority on my list. I've thought about it and considered it, but I don't know. Like, I just feel like honesty is the best policy. Just be real.
Have you worried about future job prospects? Like, let's say you want to get out of this adult business.
Never.
Overall. You're never going to get out of it?
No, I'm going to get out of it, but I'm not really worried about future job prospects of it.
Like, if it's someone that would be so uptight they wouldn't hire you because you were once in porn, you probably don't want to work there.
Exactly.
Are you being good with your money?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're making a lot, you might be able to retire, right?
Let me tell you something. Like, I save money like no tomorrow. That is one thing I've never had an issue in. I have perfect credit. I have money in the bank, no debt. Like, I'm on
good,
top of it.
Good girl.
Did I see you tweet that you're taking classes at college or something right now?
I'm looking to actually, like, right now, I went to Tarrant County College back in 06. And I took the Accuplacer. I passed, like, reading and writing with flying colors. I failed math so bad.
Well, that's tough for women, though, right?
47.
Don't they generally do a little worse on the
I
math
made,
though?
Like, a 47. Like, I just got the test results.
Well, you knew
back
that number, so you're pretty good at math.
Yeah. But I made a 47. I was like, man, that was really bad. So, like, right now, I'm, like, taking, like, I have a tutor or whatever that, you know, tutors me Monday through Friday, 2 hours a day on math. And then I'm going to take math in spring, and you know,
What do you want to major in? What do you hope to be when you grow up?
This is what's crazy is like I'm such a bookworm already. Like I read so much and I'm like a seminar junkie. Like I'm going to a Tony Robbins seminar tomorrow in Palm Springs. Like I'm just I have a thirst for knowledge, right? I have no idea what I want to do in college. I just know I want to go and I'm like totally stoked about it. I guess right now just like get the basics and I don't know, it'll come to me. I don't know.
We'll probably get you hired on as a ticket chick around here.
Hey.
Yeah, sometimes when you go to college, you just want to figure it out.
We'll hire
you. Yeah,
for
I don't know. I'm just excited. Like, honestly, like, even having this tutor for math, like, you know, I'm brushing back up on my algebra and my geometry, and it's actually really fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, it sounds great.
It actually is. Like, back in the day, I hated it. I'm like, this is so stupid. Like, who uses this?
And now you're paying someone to teach you.
I know, exactly, right? And it's not cheap having a tutor 4 days a week, 2 hours a day. That's not cheap. But anyways, I actually really like it. I get excited about my homework, and, like, I can't wait to go home and, like, figure it out and then go, like, turn in the questions the next day. Like, did I get it? You know?
No.
I like it.
Well, that's cool. I think we need to run along. So we want to all thank you very much for coming up here and spending two segments with us. You made ties.
Do you want to give out your Twitter name?
Oh, yeah. It's Rachel Starr XXX. So that's twitter.com / RachelStarrXXX.com. RachelStarrXXX.com.
I'm going to change mine to @JuniorMillerXXX.
Yeah.
There you go.
I like that. That's a nice touch.
Well, I mean, you're the... What did you say you were the porn...
No, him.
No, he. Yeah,
I'm
the
Pope of
porn.
Yeah. He's the Pope of porn.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, you should just put, like, XXX behind your name from here on out.
Dan's like a cardinal of porn.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Ty's the Pope. He has a sponsored birthday every day.
That's right.
On the station.
Thank you, Mr.
For
G's.
A porn star.
That is awesome.
So.
Whose birthday was it today?
It was Chasey Lane.
That's right.
Do you know her?
Really?
You hate
she
her?
Turned the great Chasey Lane.
You ever work with her?
What? No, I haven't.
You ever work with like 10 dudes at once?
No, and I wouldn't.
You won't do that? That's
no,
not your game?
I'm not down at all. At all. Way too much work.
So.
All right, I don't know who's running this break.
I don't know either. All right. Thank you, Rachel.
I'm a yuck monkey. I'm not supposed to take it in and out.
5:15 on Sports Radio 13.
Thanks, Rachel.
Rachel Starr, thank you very much.
Yeah. Rachel!